Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Was next to a neighborhood and the line was spilling off into the development.
Yo, the one I was in, it was spilling off into the highway. And I was like, this shit is very unchristian. I don't need this in my life, bro. That shit is wrong. But we'll get to that later. Alright.
Are you recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Right, you know how I do. Yeah. What's going on, everybody? We're back. It's Not That Serious, the podcast. It's another week, so you already know it's another episode. Pardon the little low energy we got right now. It's been a long day. We're just going to do real quick. We're going to introduce ourselves, and we're going to say a couple things real quick before we get started.
Yeah.
Now, you already know, it's your boy Mike here.
Elzy. Your boy Corey.
And we have a special guest here today. You heard him on the intro.
I forgot he's on
There you go.
I forgot.
And it's our boy Dom in the house. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, y'all? I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, man. So, you know, Dom wanted to slid through, you know. Lace them up with some Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Cause, yes, sir.
You know, this is what
the
we
big
do.
Blessing.
We take care of our guests around here. You know what I mean? we're high rollers. Come fuck with
high
your
rollers. Come fuck with you.
Come fuck with your boys, baby. Wine and dimes them, okay? But all right. So you guys know we're back after a week. We've been gone last week. For those of you that don't know us personally or don't follow or don't just haven't seen or heard, we had a rough couple weeks, honestly. In the circumstance, we just didn't feel right recording. So we recently lost a good friend of ours, actually one of our best friends.
Yep.
Our boy Adam passed away last week, suddenly. It's been rough. We just had to funeralize him today. Today's Wednesday, the 21st. So it'll be, you'll be hearing this on Thursday or whenever you hear this, but we had to, had our goodbye service, final farewell today, this morning. Honestly, like I said, I have no other words. Like, it's been rough. Like, nothing, like, honestly, I've never experienced like this before in my young adult life. Like, nobody prepares you for, like...
Yeah, you can't... there's no way to prepare.
Like, when you have family death, it's one thing. Like, especially when it's, like, older people. Like, I lost my grandmother earlier this year. Like, I lost my grandmother recently. And that was rough in its own right because that's my grandmother, and I love her in that regard. But it's like, it's something different that hits you. It's like, nothing prepares you for somebody that you kick it with every day.
That's your age.
That's exactly. Younger than you.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Because he was one of the younger ones in our group.
And I think the difference with that and family is, not to say that you don't love your family, but you can't choose them. Like,
you
can choose your friends. You can choose your close friends, too. And, like, he chose us as we chose him. And it's just, like, I think this hurts a lot for me, even though I'm dealing with a lot of emotions that I've never had to deal with before. But it's just, like, a lot of the people that I consider close to, or even as I'm sitting next to Mike now, I'm close with Mike now because of Adam.
Yeah.
I gained a lot of friends because of
him. Think he was a fuck nigga.
I gained a lot of friends because of Adam. And then, like, if you look at, like, the funeral today and look at his pallbearers, like, yeah, he was the glue to it so was, many cliques.
It was like 16 of us.
Yeah, it was like 16 of us.
We had a gang, bro.
We had a whole gang of pallbearers.
They asked for 8. We gave them 16, yeah, you know?
Everybody was there.
So. And yeah, like it's
and we were missing some too. Like some people couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man.
Like nothing prepares you for that, and it's different. Shout out to everybody that's been showing us love, showing us support, like sending us well wishes. We really appreciate y'all.
We had him on here before.
He's been on here a couple
he's
times. Sat,
he's even shadowed.
He sat in on a couple of episodes. Yeah, I wish I can go back and like.
I know the most recent episode I've heard him on. He was on Vegas. We talked about Vegas.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kind of Justice. He was on.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So if you want to go back, he spoke a little bit. He didn't say much. He was more so in the background, just laughing at the fucking stories. But yeah, he's on that one. But
yeah, man. So thank you for like being with us in this time. You know, I know he would want us, you know, just to be strong. Like, we're gonna keep going. Like, we're gonna proceed and live the best, our best lives for us and for him. You know,
absolutely.
And that's what we're gonna do. And I make and like just reflecting made me more focused on the things I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like you think your life ain't no joke, man.
Yeah.
So it's like you got also you want to double down on the shit you want to do, and that includes this podcast. So, I just want to say, Adam, we love you, and
the big blood.
Rest in peace to the big blood.
Did y'all want to do like your like a favorite story?
Alright, yeah, we could do that. Did you have a story?
I have too many stories.
We have too many. Like, it's too.
I'm trying to think of like. Yeah, obviously you don't want to. Nothing that's gonna stain anything.
Nah. Yeah. But,
I want to get. Alright, well, let me think. Because Adam used to do a lot of dumb shit, and we would do a lot of dumb shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we would just be in stupid situations, or we would just be like, just being young.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't even know, man. There's too many situations. Like, I know we were talking recently. If I don't know if you were gonna tell that when his car broke down.
Yeah, that's
you
my
can,
favorite.
Right, you can go down.
I'm not involved in that story, mm-hmm, but that's my favorite Adam memory today. Just because it's just like only he would be caught in that situation.
Did he call you?
Huh?
Because he called me.
No, his mom took the car away.
Yes.
So I had to take him home the next day.
Yes.
And he explained it to me.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he called me that night. Or he called me the next day. One or the other.
But you're better.
Yeah. So basically, Adam got his license. And like basically any nigga in our town, the same day they get their license is the same day they start wilding out, right? So this so this nigga got his license, and I'm pretty sure he told his mom he was going
He told his mom he was going to the Y to go play basketball.
Yes, he said he was going to play basketball. Actually, he was going out to like Mount Holly to see some Joan from the next town over, right? So the nigga gets in the car and he's like on his way, I believe,
back home
because it was late.
Yes.
So he said he went to the Y, got to the Jones house on the way back. The fucking car battery dies, right? So, this, mind you, he's like 17, 18. Yeah,
17?
I think he was 17.
Yeah,
He just got his shit. And it was like the end of the year, too. Yeah, so he was 17. His shit like died on the side of the road. And I'm pretty sure he called me, but I had just got my license, too. Or I didn't have it or something. But I couldn't get to him because, first of all, it was like midnight. So midnight at that age is late, my nigga. You're wilding. You're bugging.
You can't
like,
just leave the
house. What are you doing? You have a red sticker
I'm
on.
I'm 26 if I leave the house at midnight. Where are you going?
Right? Like, so I couldn't get him. But I know he did end up getting in trouble for that because he just his mom took Miss Cordelia took the car. Corey had to drive him around.
And, yeah, I was his chauffeur for the next
chauffeur.
2 months.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Sick.
There's just so many stories with Adam. Like, I don't know. I got a lot of great memories. He was my roommate in college.
So
I remember that
was
days.
Yeah, that was like stories. Yeah, we used to play with Kyrie and Jalen. We would play NCAA in the living room, and all four of us would play at the same time, and we would all have creative players, and my creative player was a free safety. His name was Hakuna Matata, and nigga, we used to fucking go 16-0. We used to ball out in the living room. We used to play for hours. Never went to class. It was great. Like, just too many. Oh man, we used to rap. What else did we? Man, we had a whole rap group called Royal Kings. Mike rapped. Mike was there. You know what I'm going to say? Mike used to rap.
Mike did used to rap.
Yes.
Mike was lost.
Yeah. Mike, no. You was trying to find yourself like through them bars.
Because I thought rapping was this. Bars. Rapping's how you figure out this thing called life.
The mic we had was basically it was similar to this, and we just plugged it into a MacBook.
It was disgusting.
I'm not going to tell you, but I have songs on SoundCloud. But if you can find it, shout out to you. I'm not gonna say what it's called, but if you can find it, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My favorite story.
I might have to think about it.
Yeah.
My favorite. That's just some.
I think two of my favorite stories is like when I found out that Adam was of British descent, and for the longest time I didn't believe him until two things happened.
Yeah.
The first is when I was like, when we went to senior trip, right?
Yes, yes.
And we're in Disney.
We went to Epcot.
So when you're in Disney,
yeah,
you got this. There's Epcot, and now when you're in Epcot, you got. So you know in Epcot when you got the countries that go all around the world, like all the different cultures. They got little stores and shops,
yeah,
and like it's just for each country or each region of the world.
Yeah.
So. We're in Epcot. We're walking around. It's like me, Adam.
It was me.
You was there, LZ.
Jared
and a couple other friends. Ant was there, I believe.
Keenan was there.
All right. So we're just walking around. Honestly, we don't know where we're going.
Yeah, that was all of our first time
at Epcot. Like, my goal was...
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I promise you it wasn't porn now. My goal was to get to Japan because I wanted like to get some Japanese candy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're walking around, you know. We started, and Adam's just like looking around, like he's just real shifty.
The vibe changed.
It's like he's like look, you see little hints, like you see, like you know, them red telephone booths.
Yeah, we saw. We saw one of those. In England.
So I be looking. I was like, that's a little thing. And then he looks. He's like, hold on. He just starts looking at different stuff.
I think we went to like a little store, right?
Yeah, he grabs something, like he asks the attendant, he's like, sir, where are we right now? And I'll never forget. The attendant that do the work there, he's like, why, sir? You're in the UK.
And this nigga,
he
like
just
in the candy
loses
store.
It.
Yes.
He literally. Goes, oh my God.
Literally running
goes
around.
Goes into the store.
Nigga, they had a soccer score on the wall.
They had
the
soccer score. I will never forget. Yeah. It was Liverpool versus Everton. And that's why I started bobbing with the gang, Sturridge boys, you know, Liverpool, top of the league. Anyway, he's in the store, he's just buying stuff. He's like, I'm going to buy this for my mom, I'm buying this for my sister, I'm buying British candy. He got fish and chips that he didn't finish.
Yeah, fish and chips, he didn't even eat the shit.
He ate, no.
He took like 3 bites.
I never seen
him.
Waste
of money.
Never seen him that happy in my life.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Ever.
That shit was hilarious.
But... And then, so, even then, I was like, okay, he probably knows some British people, but he ain't really down.
Nah.
I didn't know he was really legit until I went to his house for the first time.
And met his mom.
And I met his mother.
Yeah, real British accent.
And I was like, she was like, yeah. Adam was like, yeah, this is my mom. Mom, this is Mike. Hello, Michael. I was like, whoa. I was like.
The Black Brits, man.
My mind was befuddled. I was like, ma'am.
Yeah.
And yeah, so from then I was like, damn, he's really gang.
Yeah, he's the truth.
And yeah, man.
Too many memories.
Too many, man. You got any?
I mean, that one, the car one.
Oh,
car.
Yeah.
And that's something I never let him live down either.
Yeah,
yeah, because it was stupid. Yeah. Like, he thought he that was one of those people, he just always thought he was being mad
and sneaky.
He thought he was being so slick. It was like, nigga, I see what you're doing. Man.
We know.
Not James Bond.
No.
Not James Bond.
You're not the mystery man. You're not Agent 47.
Nah, he thought, man. He always thought he was doing some slick shit, but that was the boy.
But yeah, but I mean, again, I'm just thankful to have known you. thankful for the people that you've introduced. And it's just like I was at lunch today, and I was just like, yo, like, and if you think about it, like, Trey has a degree because of Adam. Like,
yep.
He wouldn't have gone to Kane if it wasn't for Adam.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Like, bro, you saved that man's life. You don't even really know it. Yeah. And it's crazy to see the impact he had on, like, our friendship as soon as he leaves, you know. And I'm just like, Adam, I love you, man.
Yeah, man, that's all we want to say, man. Adam, we love you. We're going to keep living on for us and for you. We're going to hold everything down, you know. We're going to always look after you. I mean, your family, your mom, sister, all that. We got you, bro. We love you forever. All right, let's talk about these niggas and this chicken.
We have to.
All right.
First of all,
I feel
like we talked about this a minute ago because I went.
No, we didn't
tweeted.
Talk about
okay,
this.
I tweeted about it. I went on August 2nd. All
right. So let's just preface everything.
Okay.
I don't know if you don't. There's no way you don't know about this shit. But all right. So everybody been following the social media. You've not been living under a damn sedimentary rock.
The latest craze.
The latest craze is Popeye's chicken. I don't know what took them so long to do this. It's not so many things you can do with chicken instead of. Yeah. Finally, after like decades of being in existence, they decide, let's take the thing we do and put it in between two slices of bread. And niggas are nigging to the max.
Losing their fucking minds over
for this
shit.
Chicken.
Crazy.
For these sandwiches.
Yep.
And they are losing all hope and sense and reason for this poultry in between two slices of barley bread.
It's like the Boondocks episode.
Yeah,
it's exactly like that.
Yeah. So like,
yeah,
all right,
it's just
so,
like that.
You know, Popeye's puts out the chicken sandwich, and you know, apparently it's very good.
That's great.
Now you're speaking. Now out of the four of us, half of us at this table have tasted this sandwich. Okay, so half of us have tasted the sandwich. Half of us have not.
Yeah.
So. Apparently, the sandwich is out. The general consensus is, and popular consensus is, that this sandwich is very, very good. And even to a lesser extent, to a different extent, people are saying it's even better than Chick-fil-A. Now,
another lie.
I was on board when you said it's really good. But when you say it's better than Chick-fil-A, I gotta get off the Underground Railroad here. I'm not rolling with that.
No.
You're not selling me that.
Man.
But people are saying it's better than. People are gassing it up. It's better than Chick-fil-A. Ah, we can get the chicken sandwich on Sundays now. Popeyes, if they start selling waffle fries, it's over for you niggas at Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, me as a Chick-fil-A loyalist since 2009, I'm very troubled at this news.
Oh yeah,
that has befallen our community.
This is a Chick-fil-A podcast.
Yeah, this is sponsored.
This is a Chick-fil-A podcast.
He's an ambassador.
Man. Come on.
It's like it's us.
I'm valid over here.
Trump.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
That's it.
It's the holy triumvirate.
Yeah, come on.
We stand
the
in
holy
unison.
Trinity. The holy Trinity.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. The most balance you can get.
That's what it's all about.
That's all about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unity, baby.
Yeah. But so you know, people are gassing it, and it's making the rounds on social media. Even the social medias of the restaurants themselves
are beefing.
The brands
are having a Twitter war.
It's literally
like a literal Twitter beef.
It's actually
over chicken sandwiches. And like, okay, Chick-fil-A is coming back saying, yeah, we do this from the rip. We're the original OGs. You know, Popeyes is slaying shit.
Yep. Wendy's getting in it.
Wendy's getting in.
Yeah,
then motherfucking Shake Shack is getting
in. Yeah, like what
Shake
the
Shack,
fuck?
You got a nice chicken sandwich.
I never had theirs. I just eat their burgers.
They're opening one up in Central Jersey. Like
in Princeton.
Prior.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yep.
So, hold on. They got a nice chicken on the sandwich on low. It honestly could be top 5-3, but it's Shake Shack. It's too not
you don't eat there every
popular day. Enough. You don't go there enough. Yeah. I mean, it's too expensive, too.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
So then they got into it. Who else got into it? Somebody came with a crusty-ass picture of that chicken sandwich. I want to say it's either
Burger King. Arby's?
I think it's Burger King.
No, I don't want to say
Burger King. Well, Burger King's chicken sandwich isn't terrible. It's just not.
No, I think it was like Churches. Or Cane's or something crazy
Raisin,
like that.
Raisin Cane's or whatever the fuck that shit's called.
Whatever that is. Yeah, like, keep that shit south of the Amazing Pizza Line.
Keep that shit in Louisiana.
Where they have a motherfucking, where you can't afford a baby pass a month. Backward society. Keep that shit down there. I want that shit.
I went earlier in the month before the hype really.
You were the first one to really like.
Yeah, before the hype got hype. Like, and me and Corey were together. Yeah. So he was there. He saw me eat this. He saw me try this shit. And
why didn't you get one when you were with him?
He just didn't want one.
We were leaving Philly. We were leaving a party.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, bro, let's just get one for Justin Goose. But I think I had eight before.
He ate party. Already. He was like, I'm good. I don't want one. So I'm like, all right, I'm just getting one for myself. So I get this shit. First of all, the chicken itself wasn't spicy. Like, the sauce on it is spicy.
I heard the spicy isn't actually spicy.
Yeah, the spicy, it's not spicy. Mm-hmm. It was like the sauce that, and first of all, why the fuck is there sauce? I'm like, I thought the chicken was supposed to be spicy. So, like, I'm eating it, and the shit, I took like three bites. I'm like, this shit is disgusting. The chicken was dry.
Disgusting is the word you use.
Yes, it was disgusting. Wow. Maybe it was the place I went to. People are telling me it was the location. I went to Popeye's in Willingboro. I thought I was safe.
Yeah, like
I thought I would be all right.
Because Popeyes is Popeyes.
Yeah,
is Popeyes.
Either way, Popeyes is Popeyes. But the shit was nasty. Like now, I'm gonna give it another try.
Yeah,
because people, the way people are talking about it, all right. Obviously, I'm gonna try it again. Maybe it was that location, but I feel like it wasn't. Because I personally already don't like Popeye's chicken.
Like, I don't like Popeye's chicken already.
They don't make good chicken.
It's not that good.
They don't do it. The only thing good about Popeye's is those death biscuits.
Exactly.
And the fact that they have shrimp.
That's it. The chicken be dry as fuck.
The chicken looks like psoriasis. If you want to, that's what it looks like.
Oh my god.
Black people have psoriasis and they scalp. Ew. And you know, they got picket when they get wigs and shit.
Oh my goodness.
With the comb, at the end of the comb. That's what that chicken looks
like.
That
is disgusting.
It looks like motherfucking grayscale from Game of Thrones. It's disgusting. And nobody should have to consume that bile. And now you niggers are telling me you're going to take that same chicken, flatten it, and put it between two bread, and now it's the second coming, and better than Chick-fil-A?
Fuck out of here.
Fuck off.
Fuck out of
here. I'm not believing it.
Nah.
But I will try it. And I tried to try it.
Yeah.
This is another thing.
Multiple times.
This is another thing. This is another thing why, you know, y'all trying to compare Popeyes and Chick-fil-A, I'll never understand. Mm. Now.
Speaking on it.
2 days ago, or yesterday, tried to go to Popeyes, get a sandwich. Now the location is off a highway. Mm. I turn in. Oh, I can't make it into the lot because the line's so long. Never seen Popeyes like this in my life. Mm. They beg you to come in there.
The lines is
bad. Yeah. They practically be handing out hand jobs like, get in the line, please. So I get in this shit. And the back of my car is out in the highway, so I'm a little, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
So I wait a good at least 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh my god.
To get up to the speakerphone, John.
Yeah.
I placed my order. I would like, because I'm ordering for me.
Yeah,
you,
we were gonna eat these. We were gonna try this shit together.
We were gonna try it together. We were gonna bond. You know what I mean? Just like that time in the shower. Anyway.
What?
Yikes.
What? All right.
Got a little spicy. No. So, I ordered this. I was like, can I have three chicken sandwiches? One spicy, two plain, and those two plain with no pickles, please. And then I ordered myself some shrimp on the floor. Just to be safe. And she's like, okay. First of all, she said, hold on a minute, which made me nervous at first.
Yeah.
She said, hold on a minute, and I waited 5 minutes before she said, may I take your order? So I gave her my order. She said, all right, thank you. You can pull around. Now, there's four cars ahead of me. Goes. Come up. I'm sorry, we are out of chicken sandwiches. What? How long has this chicken sandwich been out? It's been out for at least close to a month, right?
Yeah, about. Yeah. I think so.
Right? Okay. I'll even give you the benefit of the doubt. It's been popping for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If now, that. After the first week, wouldn't you think, all right, maybe we need to up the chicken shipment for, you know, the chicken restaurant where we sell fucking mostly fucking chicken.
All chicken for the meal. Like, that's
a few shrimps and fries.
Yeah. It's like, maybe cut down on the banana pudding shipment and up the chicken. The fucking chicken. Maybe.
They ran out of buns too at one location.
No, they did. So people started bringing their own bread.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Look, I'm gonna show you right now.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I wish I would.
This shit is like the Boondocks episode.
They brought their own bread.
I wish I would see a nigga run up with two pieces of Hawaiian bread. Talking about just slap it on there.
They brought their own bread, bro.
That's fucking insane, bro.
This nigga came in with a pack of buns and said, "Just give me the meat. Just give me the meat."
Selling the buns. Selling them.
You bottom tier niggas.
And I went there today too. And I'm like, let me see, because maybe it just isn't sold out at this one. I pull up and I just see a paper on the door. I'm like, I know. A paper on the door, just written with marker. No more chicken sandwiches. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Now,
are you fucking kidding me?
I add on to that. That was today, right?
Yeah, that was today.
Now, I'm still back in yesterday.
Yeah.
I pulled up. They said no chicken sandwich. I try to go to the other Popeyes across town. Mm-hmm. I'm speeding doing 85.
I'm driving.
Here comes a chicken sandwich. And I'm trying to get there. I get in that motherfucker. I wait again.
Yeah.
So again, she takes my order. And then she goes, I'm sorry, we are out of chicken sandwiches. And I'm like, really? Damn. Like, I am defeated. I am bewildered. I am disgusted. I have been run amok, led astray, and bamboozled and hoodwinked. All at the same time.
All within 40 minutes.
I wanted to fucking whip my dick out and pee on the speaker just to disrespect him a little bit.
Look, after you know what? It was after you told me that they ran out. Uh-huh. Went straight to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Ordered the spiciest chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I said, give me the hottest shit you got, nigga.
Bro, I was like, and all the time I was thinking, Chick-fil-A would never treat me this way.
They would never.
Ever.
Even, they got standards.
Yeah, they do.
When the line is long at Chick-fil-A, you know what they do? They do damage control. Right. They send them little crackers out there. They send
with an iPad.
They send the most pleasant Caucasian
with an iPad and umbrella hat.
Yes. Can I have a name for the order?
I was in Philly and they had like a drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And the drive-thru had like fans in it, so you can sit in the drive-thru and just chill.
Bro,
no, they're
prepared for this.
And they had somebody at every corner making sure that your order was right.
Yep, they take the order, get your receipt in a different part.
She told me what car to follow. I'm like, how do you know these cars? She's like, yes, you can follow the white sedan. I'm like, what? How do you know this magical lady? Yeah. Magical chicken wizard lady?
Chicken wizard.
So I praise thee, O Lord.
That should be crazy, though, bro.
Lead me to Zion.
Can you lead me to Zion?
Can you lead me to Zion, Chick-fil-A lady?
That shit is crazy.
Leaning on the everlasting arms of chicken.
M'lady.
God damn.
Oh, man.
No, and I'm sitting there popping.
Yeah, they take your fucking order, get into the window.
Take it. Just tell me. Man, you still want the shrimp? No, I don't want the fucking
potato wedges, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
I don't want the black, the red beads. Fuck you.
Fuck out of here.
Like, fuck off. Who's ordering that?
Intentionally.
Might as well go to Arby's. Fuck out of here.
I'll go to Arby's and motherfucking jack off in the beef. Give me that horseradish. Fuck Chick-fil-A. I mean, fuck Popeyes.
Fuck Popeyes, dog.
Fuck Popeyes, man.
Yeah, you're right. Chick-fil-A would never.
And then I'm hearing, when y'all just showed me, people are fighting?
Yes. Yeah, niggas are fighting into Popeyes. This is an uproar.
They're getting into physical.
You know what this is distracting us from? The fucking rainforest is on fire, nigga. niggas are over here fighting over chicken!
The ozone layer is crumbling.
The biggest forest in the world is on fire.
We breathe.
I want my chicken on the side! I want my chicken now!
Son, we we breathe, that rainforest gives us oxygen. It provides a large percentage of oxygen on this planet. It's on fire. And niggas are talking about a spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes. Fighting.
They're in an uproar.
Nigga. The ice caps are melting.
They had a funeral for one of the ice caps because it was the first one to fully melt in Iceland. They had a fucking funeral for it.
It's a river of dead fish because they can't survive in this hot bowl of soup that we made in the Arctic because we're heating the world up at an alarming rate. But goddamn, this chicken on a bun. Really?
And the thing is,
you want to fight?
These people are making like $7-$8 an hour.
Yeah,
they should be asked to fight your ass.
Yeah,
come on, yo.
This shit is insane, yo, bro.
Yo,
insane.
Listen. You know, if y'all listen to this podcast, I'm very pro black and I'm very pro revolution. But I think. Now, when there's a revolution to be had, if we ever have one, we gotta admit there's some niggas we gotta leave back.
Oh, listen.
Now, include
the cops be killing the wrong
niggas. We gotta leave.
That's just a fact.
That's crazy. I don't want them dead. I just gotta put them onto the slaughter. Now, some of them include, you know, the Trump supporting, you know, the motherfucking button collared ass niggas. That motherfucking penny loafer Trump niggas, right?
Yeah, those are the worst.
But definitely. The fighting in Popeyes over chicken.
Yeah.
You can't win
with them.
You can't come with us into the new age of the black man.
You can't win with them.
You
can't win with 11 Antonio Browns on the field. It's just not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. Now, it doesn't matter how good you are, but up here where it really matters in your mind is where you're lacking.
Your spirit is just
your spirit.
It's off. You are off.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Oh, but great segue to Antonio Brown.
Listen, man, Antonio Brown's a fucking idiot.
Hold on, are we done with chicken?
I think we are.
Because you said it was delicious.
I did like it. I had the classic sandwich.
You want to explain the difference?
I mean, I got the, my boy, he got the spicy chicken sandwich.
No, like the difference between Chick-fil-A, like
comparison. Okay, both. Okay, all right, guys. First, to compare the sandwiches.
So my boy had the spicy one, and he said, like, when he bit into it, same thing.
It's not spicy.
Yeah, he's like, you sure it's a spicy one? You got the spicy one? So, I don't know. But it was really good. It wasn't dry. It wasn't dry when I went. But it's no Chick-fil-A. It's something about Chick-fil-A. I don't know what they do.
It's the peanut oil,
it's
man.
It's, it peanut gotta oil, be the peanut
it's
oil.
The peanut oil, but bro.
Nah, it's not Chick-fil-A. It's that.
I didn't think so.
Not Chick-fil-A.
I think so.
But it is good.
People just like to slander Chick-fil-A because it's the creme de la creme.
Yeah, it's hard being
the
best.
Cream of the crop.
Everybody like, comes from
comes with that. And people just love to shame Chick-fil-A and try to act like it's not good. Nigga, I know you're lying.
The fact that you can be the best restaurant and still be closed
one day out of the week, they forfeit millions of dollars.
Millions. That's what happens when you put the Lord first.
But God. Listen, man. But I'm glad that's settled. People need to stop gassing the sandwich. It can be good, but it doesn't have to be the best chicken sandwich ever. Because it can still be good. It's fine.
Because it's not the best chicken sandwich.
It's not.
It isn't.
The originators are the best.
I'm pretty sure the chicken sandwiches I can make at my house will be better than that.
Well, you look tough, though. That's different.
I am that nigga in the kitchen. But... No.
I
a place that will treat me like that.
Yeah, no.
I will not dine there. No. They won't take my hard earned money.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I refuse.
I refuse. But
yes, you made a great segue to Antonio Brown.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start. He's just an idiot. Like,
it's a good place to start.
We were just watching Hard Knocks. If you haven't heard about that, that's basically the HBO series that covers certain NFL teams in their preseason. What the fuck is that?
Yo,
what is that?
You're so
every
horny.
Time I Instagram, that's hey, not it has horn. It
Lee horny.
No,
so horny right now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh,
it's not man. Even late.
It's not.
It's not. No,
it's not.
It's I'm still ashamed. Early.
I know.
I'm ashamed. But, yeah, Hard Knocks basically previewing the shows like a team's preseason. So this year is the Raiders, and Antonio Brown's just been doing a lot. So at first he burned like his feet in like a hydro in like the what is it called again?
Hydrotherapy.
Hydrotherapy. Like it's like really cold and he burned his feet in that. So he was recovering from that. In the midst of that, like right when he was about to come back, he basically had a grievance about his helmet. Mm-hmm. The helmet that he wears is completely outdated. It's banned by the NFL because it's literally not safe. Because it just isn't safe against concussions. He needs a better padded helmet. But he's trying to fight to get the same helmet back. He found one. And then they banned. They said, oh no, this one is banned too. So now he's like sitting out again. And he doesn't know what he wants to do. Like, and it's just been a big mess. And a lot of people are starting to believe that. Well, I've seen a theory. People are saying that Hard Knocks is making him do this. Or Hard Knocks is like just trying to create a story. And I can't tell which one it is anymore because it's just so ridiculous.
Hard Knocks should have never did them in the first place. It should have did Cleveland.
Yeah, it definitely should have been Cleveland.
Cleveland like, would have been tough.
He's just... AB is what the media wants Odell to be.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. He's just a headache, bro. He was a headache in Pittsburgh where you would just leave practice just because you felt like it. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, you're wearing a fur coat on the sideline that one time.
Yeah, you're wearing a mink on the sideline to a game that you're not playing in.
Yeah, he just said he wasn't playing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, come on, bro. And then, you go to a new team. They give you everything you want as far as style of play, money. Mm-hmm. And then you go to camp in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, he showed up in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, that was wild. Like, nigga, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, and then you look the way you look.
Like, the dreads in the back. The dreads.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. Like, he's really, really talented, though. So, like, it's kind of like you have to put up with it. But the Raiders GM basically gave him an ultimatum. This past week, he said, yo, either you're all in or you're all out. And he's still, like, I don't think he hasn't given an answer yet, has he? Because he's still like going back and forth about this fucking helmet.
He's showing up to practice, but he's not. He's not.
He's not, he's not.
He filed another grievance, which will be heard on Friday morning. So the whole point of the grievance is you pretty much tell the NFL to investigate themselves, and which to see if they are correct or not. So 9 times out of 10, they're gonna decline your grievance because that's just you can't tell. That's the way it works.
How it goes.
How you gonna tell a company to investigate themselves? Yeah.
What do y'all think is gonna happen? What do you think?
I think he's gonna get declined again. He's just an unnecessary headache on a losing team, and it's just like, to be honest, as fucked up as it sounds, I kind of want this to turn into like a big thing, just because I like when the Raiders are dysfunctional. It's better for the league.
It is.
It's better for the brand. It's better for the shield.
It is, especially when they just gave their coach $100 million.
Yeah, exactly. So I would like to see them go
4-11. A coach that gave you $100 million
just came out of retirement.
That just came out of retirement. That won one Super Bowl with a team that he didn't even build. We gotta think about
that. Is exactly what happened.
We gotta think about this.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's not hard to win when you got motherfucking what's the nigga? Rondé Barber,
John
Warren Sapp, and John Lynch.
Simeon Rice.
Yeah. On the same fucking team.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I mean, and then they're gonna move to Vegas. It's just a lot of shit with this team. Like,
if they move to Vegas, it's over for AB. It's over.
Ain't no if. It's happening.
It's over.
When we watched it,
we saw the stadium.
We saw it. You saw it.
Yeah. Getting built.
You saw when they move to Vegas. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stadium is getting built.
It's getting built. It's nice too.
It's gonna be nice.
110. They doing construction. 110 degrees.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad. Vegas is not an ideal location for a football team.
It's not,
especially during camp.
I don't see that being successful because, think about the Saturday night we had. You really want to wake up and go to a football game at noon?
No.
They gotta have a dome. It has to be a dome.
No, it's open.
No, it's open. No, it's both. It's both.
Is it both?
Yeah, it's both.
How about still,
that? That shit need to be air conditioned.
On a Saturday night in Vegas, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're not going to a football game.
For a football game at noon? Because you gotta think, they play at noon. Because it's not, because of the time. Yeah. Wait, might be. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be noon their time. But yeah, but it's just like, bro,
I don't know. It's definitely going to be an experiment. I don't see it.
They're already the poorest franchise in the league.
Yeah, because they just gave their fucking coach $100 million.
Not even that, but the reason, a lot of people don't know, the reason why they had to trade Khalil Mack was because they didn't have enough money to pay him as a team. Because with the roster, I think the roster –
for the cap is $136 million, right? So if you, as you know, the most popular sport in America, the majority, I think all of them, of the owners are all billionaires, right? So the way the league has it set up, you have to have that money for the salary cap liquid as well as a salary for the coaches, right? They couldn't – the reason why they had to trade Khalil Mack was because they couldn't afford to pay his signing bonus because they didn't have that money liquid in the bank account, right? So they had to trade him. So signing Khalil Mack to an extension was never realistic because they just gave John Gruden $100 million.
Maybe if you don't
need that. So they have to account for that $100 million plus the $136 million for the salary cap, plus the other coach's salary, and they have to have that at one time. So, and then you do that, you're already paying for a stadium, and the reason why I mentioned that is because the owner of the Raiders is not a billionaire. He's a millionaire. That's a difference when you're dealing with that. So, yeah, so this is the type of franchise that you're dealing with.
They're broke and dysfunctional.
Yeah, exactly.
They're broke and then dysfunctional. You throw Antonio Brown in the mix, and it just makes everything even worse. So
compared to other teams like the Patriots or the Cowboys or the Eagles, they're broke essentially. Their owner's not a millionaire. He's not a billionaire. Yeah, he's a millionaire.
That's interesting.
I knew as soon as they're going to sign, I was like, this is either going to be really good or really bad. And it's leaning towards really bad.
Yeah.
And I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, nobody is. Because AB, they weren't even sure about after, you know, his feet got frozen the fuck off.
Because his feet looked fucking crazy.
Yeah, they thought he was going to have to cut one of them bitches off. So, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I feel like, as far as, like, being realistic, their defense is solid. They just don't have – their offense is a huge question mark because David Carr has a lot to prove. They improved their offensive line. They have Doug Martin, but he's injury-prone. And they have the rookie from Alabama, Josh Jacobs. So, not really sure what's going to happen with their offense, but I'll see. They're going to be interesting, though. I guess overall,
in the grand scheme of things, it's going to be interesting to see.
They're going to be better than what they were last season, though.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah, they'll be better than
what they were. At the very least, they should be.
Yeah, because they were trash last year. Yeah. So, they'll be all right this year. What else do we have? I'm trying to think.
Oh, so since we're speaking of the NFL, let's talk about
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. I don't know much about this, and I don't need – I honestly gave up when I started seeing niggas talk about how Colin Kaepernick can't say shit no more. So, I give up. So, I don't care about this shit anymore. Y'all got this one. I'm going to sit back.
So we're going to – this is how I want to do this. I want Mike to give his opinion, and then Dom will interject, and then I'll bring us home.
Okay. Captain, I run the podcast now. Giving us directions.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, produce us, producer.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, so basically, guys, we don't have context. I will provide it. Basically, an agreement deal has been reached between Jay-Z, rapper, artist, mogul, billionaire, entrepreneur, with the NFL for a deal in which he will be, it was a partnership, quote unquote, where he does like, he'll be their entertainment and social justice department or social justice like reform. So he's going to be basically the deal where he, Roc Nation, will be running the entertainment and Super Bowl festivities, performances.
Any live performances
done by the NFL will be provided through Roc Nation, booked through Roc Nation. They handle that.
Yeah.
And then apparently there's a social justice, social reform aspect in which I guess he will be implementing or helping to implement some social justice reform or education or informative sessions or like programs for the NFL to do and provide for the community and between themselves in their cells internally. Now, when this came out, a lot of people had their own opinions. And it also came out that there's a possibility that Jay-Z will be getting part ownership of an NFL team. Nah, I just read something that claims it might not be true, but I also read in that same article that it's still open. They haven't ruled it out. So that means, to me, that's still on the table. They're just going to put that down later on in the pipeline. They're sneaking in later. But I'm not going to get into that right now. So, basically, there's two sides to this. People, there's a side that's saying, you know, Jay-Z's kind of like snaking us. He's using the Kaepernick movement to like finagle and swindle his own deals that only benefit him.
Because he did go on record with them and say, like, oh, you know, we're past that.
We'll get there.
So,
we'll get
there. I did see that. I saw him say that.
We'll get there. And so the side of saying that, like, he's really not really about us. He is, but it's not. That's not his main priority. Don't let us, you know, whatever. And then there's another side. It's like, yo, Jay-Z, at the end of the day, he's a businessman. He's a mogul. He knows what he's doing. He has a history of knowing what he's doing. He's trying to work in from the inside because that's how you work things. When you get inside, when you get a seat at the table, that's how you affect change within organizations like these from the inside. And any move that he does is purely for like money purposes, or that it's there's a bigger plan than what it seems. Me personally, I fall towards the former, where it just looks funny to me, where a year ago or not even a year ago, you were in a Jay-Z was in a Colin Kaepernick jersey on like Saturday Night Live talking about, yo, I'm with Cap, I'm with this, I'm with that. And then now I'm looking at you sitting on the chair with Roger Goodell talking about everybody knows the issue, which is not true. Everybody doesn't know the issue, but you're saying, do you know the issue? Everybody knows the issue that we're doing justice and equality. What do we do next? And honestly,
I got that. Now, I understood. When I understood, he said that. I got what he was saying.
But notice how he didn't say what the next steps were. He just threw that out there. Just said, "What do we do next?" All right, Jay-Z, you tell me what we do next.
Yeah,
he has no plan. I don't think. And he's like,
because the plan, not to stray away, the plan doesn't involve the NFL. This is about police brutality.
Yeah.
These niggas are all talking. He's in here for what? Live performances?
And what do what do you,
the fuck does that have to do with anything?
What is you booking live performances with the NFL have to do with helping with social justice reform?
And really not.
I don't understand
why the NFL has become the vehicle. I do understand. Well, obviously Colin Kaepernick. But nothing has been done. And Jay-Z being the live performance director for the NFL isn't going to change shit in my eyes.
All I see is putting money in his pocket.
That's it.
And then if this ownership thing is true, that's more money in your pocket.
More money in his pocket.
I don't know what comes out of
football is a game.
What the fuck is coming? Jay-Z is very good. And I'm not saying that Jay-Z hasn't done good for the community.
I'm not saying for the culture.
He's done a lot of great things. But what I'm telling you, everybody, what I'm saying is nobody's going to fool me into believing that he's going into these deals where his main priority is, I'm doing this for the people.
No, that's not it.
You're doing this. I'm doing this for Hove. Now, if as a result of me benefiting, it benefits some other people on the side, great dandy. You know what I mean? We keep some kids out of jail, or we do a couple programs. That's fine. But my main goal, I'm getting this money for these pockets because he's a hustler. He's a capitalist. He's a billionaire. This is what he does. This is how he works. Yeah. This is how he thinks now. And honestly, this is what he's been about. He did this before.
People forget about that.
In what sense?
That's the main thing that
with the Nets.
And that was my argument though, because when he did it with the Nets and things got fishy, what did he do? He pulled out.
No. He got the fuck out of it.
How do you get out? How do you get out when you only when you own less than 1%?
Yeah, you own less than
1%. The Nets was already in Brooklyn. The Russian already had him in Brooklyn.
Right.
First of all, and it's not like he was even at that club. Jason Kidd had to bring him in for to even get at that table.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm tired of people saying, "Oh, well, he brought the Nets to Brooklyn." No, he didn't. They was already there.
And then this is what's troubling too. Is like a lot of people from Brooklyn, famous people from Brooklyn, were saying like, "Yo, do not do this. When you do this, you're gonna bring in gentrification. You're gonna push all these poor people out of Brooklyn."
Yes, which is
and exactly, they're not gonna have exactly, anywhere to go.
Which is exactly
and
what the
they
fuck
still
is
did
happening.
It. And I don't see how someone as smart as I believe Jay-Z to be, how you can't foresee that.
Did you see the picture of the white people taking pictures outside of Marcy?
Yeah, I mean, Streets is super done.
Yeah.
But I've seen that. Super done.
Yeah.
Super done.
It's not looking good
super
out there.
Super done. But I mean, that's what I mean. Like, and when people, like, I believe Jay-Z is a very, very, very intelligent man. Mm. And for you not to be able to foresee that happening, I don't believe that. I believe he didn't care about that.
Because he don't live there no more.
I don't live there no more. I don't really give a fuck about that. Yeah. I give a fuck about getting this bread real quick. Mm. And then when it's getting too hot.
Get the fuck out.
It's getting too hot. I'll get out.
Yeah.
Now. Now, what that tells me, you have a track history. You have a record of doing this. Mm-hmm. People know, like, listen, you do good for the community, but he's not above, like, shitting on a nigga.
Yeah.
He's not above, like, you know, doing some questionable shit.
Yeah, I mean, and you can even say that in the sense of Made in America. He does it on Ben Franklin Parkway every year. Does it really help Philly? Like, does he do anything for the city? No, not really. Like,
yeah,
he just uses the parkway and that's it. And he goes about his business. Like,
bro. Listen, this is just a history of him doing shady shit to niggas. I'm not trying to bash him, but this is the facts. He did the shit with Dame and fucking Jay-Z. I mean, Rockefeller, you left them stinking. Did the shit in Brooklyn, left Brooklyn, your hometown stinking, to get sucked up by gentrification. And now after that, you let Jazzo become obscure until like 2 weeks ago when y'all finally pieced it up.
Yeah.
Now I cannot believe that your main goal here is social justice reform, especially if there's a possibility of you getting an ownership position.
Yeah, that's his.
You can't sell that.
That's his main goal. That's all he
wants. When I look at what you do, what you've done, this is not going to be all right. I turn a loose leaf. I'm all about that. And then. When people tell me, all right, he's just trying to get a seat at the table, you got to work from the inside, what is he going to do?
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I disagree with you, Mike. There's a lot he can do.
What?
As far as being a... Because I think...
He can be a role model.
Relax. I think it was like above 10% is what the rumor I heard that he could get. Having a seat at the table, you can provide. I'm tired of people saying, "Well, Cat could get a tryout." I don't want to see Cat play football.
Can we get that?
People keep acting like Cat didn't get tryouts. People keep saying like Cat didn't.
Yo, he not that.
After all of that happened, even after the only reason he still got chances.
The only reason people are talking about Cat, like from a football standpoint, because there's worse, much worse niggas playing.
And that's why I'm the opposite of what y'all say in that standpoint. Because if he wants to play football, fuck it. He's better than half the niggas that are playing backup right now.
At this
so
point,
give him a shot.
I can't say. It's been 3 years.
He's not. There's not. To me, he has nothing to lose because even if he is bad when he comes back, so the fuck what? He already made his point. It's just about him playing football now.
Oh, and another thing. Just because you look at Hove as this Jesus-like fixture does not mean we're going to badmouth Cap for taking money. And I'm gonna get to that because that's my.
Oh
thought.
Yeah,
like, that's why I got disconnected.
We're not gonna criminalize Cap.
That's why I got
you
disconnected.
You want to defend Hove?
That's what disconnected.
That's not what we're gonna do.
Yeah, niggas talking about fuck Colin Kaepernick. What?
Because he took money.
What?
All right, niggas, so let me explain.
You know how this works?
Yeah. Clearly, niggas don't.
He filed a grievance with his job.
Yeah, he went to HR and HR was like, "Okay, we apologize. Here you go."
Yeah, by court. The courts can't make HR hire him again. They can't. They can't. So the only way to punish a capitalistic shield, you take money from them.
That's it.
That's the only. That's the
and,
only.
And here's my thing. Y'all so big about, oh, you're not supposed to count another man's pockets. Why does he have to tell us how much money he got? What does that do for you?
He doesn't have to tell us
shit. He got it. Cool. You don't have to tell us.
But Eric Reed still work. Yo, what does that got to do with Jay-Z coming from out of nowhere?
No, but Eric Reed made a comment about Jay-Z. That's how he got tied into it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Eric Reed has his right to comment too. Yeah. Like, it's like, yo, what are you even doing here? Yeah. I know you're not trying to help us or and then help people. You're coming
not,
here.
And Eric Reed's also not a billionaire. He needs these shit. He was
standing up over the same thing, ready to fight Malcolm Jenkins over the same exact situation before the game even started, bro. And then,
well, people are calling Eric Reed a hypocrite for saying anything about Jay-Z because he still plays. And they're calling him a hypocrite as well for not fucking with Colin Kaepernick like that because he took the settlement. They call him a hypocrite because he still plays.
You
got to
get a paycheck at the end of the day.
That's why I'm mad. That's why it's like 50-50. Like, yeah, I see how it's hypocritical, but at the same time,
it's not because
this is how he lives.
Jay-Z has multiple other incomes that he can rely on.
Jay-Z doesn't have to do this.
He's a billionaire without this.
Exactly.
These people would not be, they wouldn't be.
All this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
And this is where you lose me. You, like, yo. Cap doing taking a settlement, Eric Reed still getting the check. That has nothing to do with this nigga Jay-Z being a music person or whatever tycoon, never having any dealings with the NFL ever, coming in offering your services.
Yeah.
You're not in this industry. You have no dealings with it. Why are you here? When you come here, that means you trying to eat.
Opportunity.
If you are trying.
Everybody trying to eat. He's still trying to cut a check for himself at the end of the day. Like, you can't take that away from the man because honestly, he out here trying to make money.
But no, I don't have a problem with that, Dom. But I have a problem when you call it I'm me cutting a check for myself, talking about, oh, he's out here, he's leading the charge again, he's trying to help it. No, he's not.
Especially when he's undercutting the person that led the charge.
And how is he undercutting him, though?
He's undercutting him because you're using Colin Kaepernick as a pawn. Yep. You're stepping on his back to get what you want for financial gain.
He said himself, me and Kaepernick have had conversations leading up to it. In the interview, in the press conference, he mentioned, me and Kaepernick have had conversations. Interviewers asked him, what do those conversations entail? He said, I'm not going to tell you what our conversation is about. And respectfully so.
All right. Now, granted, I know the NFL didn't offer the same deal to Jay-Z that they offered Jermaine Dupri. Now, based off principle, if you're going to tell Jermaine Dupri this isn't a good look, why is it a good look for you?
And then you're going to tell Travis Scott to not perform.
Yeah, and that is confirmed, by the way.
And then you're going to, like, come on.
Like, all these moves are hypocritical.
I know Cardi B didn't perform because of that shit.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
now, I want to go back to what you were saying. How do you think, what can Jay-Z do if he's in?
All right, so, and this is kind of why I'm, like, kind of 50-50 on this whole thing. As far as him being a majority owner of an NFL team, he can provide more opportunities for African Americans.
How much?
In football. Wait, as you know, in the NFL, the 80 to 85% of the league is black, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's under 10% as far as coaches goes, and all that. And like, look at this—the coach for the Cardinals who got fired after 1 year on the job,
which is fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm. 1 year
that
on the job.
That shit had me sick.
And then we got John Gruden who's going 4-10. You know, so
he gets 100 million.
Yeah. So it
does. What happened to the nigga Raheem?
Huh?
Ooh. The Raheem dude, he was in the Bucks.
He's an assistant now. He's a coordinator. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not, as a black man in the NFL, you're not really awarded too many chances to fail as your counterparts, right?
Okay.
So having a black owner does play a part in it because everybody knows that the Rooney Rule is bullshit. Come on.
Now, it's bullshit. Explain the Rooney Rule.
All right, in the NFL, there's this thing called the Rooney Rule where if there is a coaching vacancy, you have to interview at least one African-American. It's not one African-American. It's
one minority.
Yeah, one minority, right? So, but everybody knows that this...
You just interview a random minority.
So this is an example that I've heard that happened, that when the Eagles Eagles were having a coaching vacancy. Deuce Staley, who is the running back coach, they just pulled him in the office and asked him like a couple questions, and that's the interview.
That was the interview.
And then it's like, oh, we're gonna hire Doug Peterson. Granted, we love Doug Peterson. He brought a Super Bowl to the city, but but that's just how bullshit the rule is. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So, and whether he's doing this for a financial gain of his own, cool. But I do think having a seat at the table, especially at that table, at that boys club that's filled with billionaires that we haven't been there yet. Mm. Like this ain't the NBA. This is the NFL. This is the biggest sport in this country, you know? So I think that is big. And
I'm not saying it's not big. I'm just saying, how does that help the main call? Like, the main reason that Colin Kaepernick took a knee?
All right, so here's my thing, and that's my – we kneeled, right? We've been kneeling for 3 years. Mm-hmm. To a degree, he is right. We got to take the next step.
Yeah, that's what JC –
unless
that next step leaves the money in your pocket.
But I think that's where the disconnect is.
People keep saying, like, when you mentioned earlier that
– You're doing entertainment.
Bro, but like when he say we're past kneeling, I don't think he means like don't kneel or don't protest anymore. But like, we clearly see that's not doing nothing for niggas. That didn't help nothing. What did kneeling help? It got a nigga fired, and it got niggas about to lose playtime. So we got to do something else. We got to get on the inside, just like anything else that we do.
All right, so let's play with this inside seat at the table thing.
You were in the inside seat of the table. Now, entertainment for one, people are underestimating the power of entertainment. The fact that he controls live entertainment.
Now, he can get niggas jobs that way. Yes, I definitely believe that.
And that's one big thing. Then, with the social reform thing, the NFL has already been doing little things, you know, giving money here and there. But this is to further that initiative, to make it bigger, all based off of what Kaepernick started. This all stems from what Kaepernick started. Mm-hmm. And that's what people are failing to forget. Like, it's not like Jay-Z came in here and is like, fuck Kaepernick, fuck what he was saying. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we gonna take what he did and we just gonna work it a different way.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of like the move, because it's just like, to a degree, like, and Jay-Z has a point. Why did he kneel? We know why he kneeled. Now it's time to take the next step.
Everybody doesn't know why.
No, that's false. That is false.
Everyone knows why he
kneeled. I disagree. Everybody knows why he kneeled. No. Granted, there are platforms that want to manipate what he does. But why do you think? You know, that's how I know that they know why he's kneeling.
You know how stupid Americans are?
Because they don't say why.
You know how stupid Americans are?
No. They are ignorant.
Yes, ignorant. So you got to keep informed. Ignorance is not knowing and not wanting to know.
Ignorance is knowing and not caring.
No.
Yes,
and
they
then
know.
And then let's play. All right, so y'all saying, okay. All right, so if he gets an owner, how much percentage y'all think he going
to own? No more than 10%.
So what the fuck is 10% going to do between giving, like, people jobs for real?
That's a name. That's
You say it like and that, but
Jay-Z
who
already
coming
in with
10%?
His own voice.
It's not like Serena got 10%.
No, I don't
Jay-Z
talking
coming
about
in with a voice.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about he owns 10%, right? Now, most of these cases in the NFL, when you make decisions, these things are voted upon.
That's the 10%. Those niggas that got that 10% don't sound like a lot. That's a lot of power, bro. If you buy into a business, if you have 10% of a business, you have a say. You have a large portion of that business.
We have a small portion.
How much is the NFL team worth?
They're saying he might go to the Bills. The Bills is about $1.6 billion.
10% of that.
About $100 million.
Bro, that's a majority stakeholder, bro. He's a majority stakeholder. He's classified as a majority stakeholder. He's going to have a voice. He's going to have voting rights. And plus, he's Jay-Z. He's already coming in with
that's where you lose.
That hustle.
That
mentality.
He's Jay-Z shit, bro, don't mean what? Shit to these old ass niggas.
Especially in Buffalo.
In Buffalo, nowhere. It don't matter. It could be for the Giants. Yeah. That don't mean shit to John Mara. Yeah. That don't mean shit to no Robert Kraft. That don't mean shit to no Jeffrey Lurie.
He's not going
to
come in and just sit back and just take it. He's going to use his voice. He's going to speak up.
And they're going to be like, thank you, Sean. And keep it moving.
Keep it pushing, man.
He's the real owner who owns his 25, 30. Mm-hmm. And then everybody who's going to ride with him because he owns 25, 30.
That's their boss.
They're going to ride that shit. Yeah. And it's like, and then we want to talk about Serena. The Williams sisters, they own part of the fucking
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Oh, really? Okay.
They're very influential, I would say. Not as influential as a whole.
Yeah.
But, like, if they say something, it should be heard.
Their
money's right?
Wrong. Their money's
right?
Wrong.
They own the Dolphins. The motherfucking owner of the Dolphins, the main owner, that nigga is Trump King. Trump Master Flex. Loves Trump, like, campaigning like crazy for that nigga.
So, if you don't know what Mike's talking about, the Dolphins owner is throwing a fundraiser to help finance
Trump's campaign.
Mm-hmm. But the fundraiser he's using is for people, for minorities who don't have equal opportunity in some situations. So that's why people are kind of upset, because it's kind of like it's
trying to force black people to vote for Trump.
Not even that, but it's like you're using money for a foundation that's supposed to help minorities to a president who openly admits racist. Who doesn't
give a
help.
Fuck about minorities.
Yeah, so that's why it's kind of
That's like motherfucking raising money for a Crip Foundation to elect the governor of Bloods. Like, he hates us. He hates what we're doing. Like, what the fuck?
I mean,
I was listening to the Sam Dusenberry Pick and Pop podcast. He got me a lot of insight on this. So it's like, it's very complex. It's very dual. Like, he definitely is a person that inspires, like, people to do generational wealth in the black community. Mm-hmm. And I respect that 1,000%. Yeah. He's done a lot. He's given a lot. He's worked a lot. He's worked hard for us as a people and as a culture. Mm-hmm. I agree. But he also does some shady shit to get that bag. And he's not willing or above doing some snake shit to niggas to get a bag if he's so determined to get one. He's not not opposed to sacrificing niggas.
Yeah.
And it could be niggas he's sacrificed niggas he's known for decades for bags.
Yeah.
So this is who we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
So, but you know what I mean?
I don't know. It is, like you said, it is very complex. There's a lot of layers to this shit. But
yeah.
I mean.
But I know, all I know is when I first heard it, my eyebrow went up quick. I was like, ah.
Listen, for me, this is one of the things, I have to see it. I got to see the change in order to.
I need to see you do something quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's not going to do nothing quick.
Or he's not going to do nothing, period. Because I got my peace. I got your black face. I got your shield.
And that's all I needed. That's all I needed.
That's all I'm here for. Yo, y'all got a PR issue. Oh, yo, you can put me on the side.
You know,
black people love me.
Speaking
that's like when white people fuck up, they call Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Because they think he's the president of black people.
Yeah. But you see how this already backfired, because Kenny Stills spoke up against Jay-Z and basically said the same thing that a lot of people were saying. Nigga went to practice and they played 8 straight Jay-Z songs.
Disrespectful. I don't know anybody.
And, like, what? Like, they're using,
play for them.
The conservatives are using Jay-Z now? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like,
imagine
that.
A stuffy Republican.
Nigga played
Hard Knock Life and Hola Obito to troll a nigga.
Nigga played DOA, make you feel bad. Like,
oh,
what the
my
fuck
God.
Is going on? Yeah, but listen, man, this shit is messy to me. I feel like Jay-Z.
Imagine
he's trying to get that seat at the table, but they might use this nigga as a puppet, and we will see. We shall see. So
imagine you walking into practice, right?
And you just spoke out about this nigga.
It's just a nigga just trolling you with I'm coming to practice is like, how you like that, nigger? Yeah,
you like that, boy. But the thing about that, the coach that played that is black.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Maybe he just
and it's like something. We just said, who? What team is the Dolphins? Right,
the Dolphins.
We know where they stand.
Yeah,
we know what they about.
Like, why are we? Why? And Kenny Stills just spoke about why the fuck is Jay-Z talking?
Yeah.
And that was his standpoint. And then you play that shit, not once. Not twice.
8.
Not 3 times.
8.
8.
8.
In a row?
Crazy 8.
In a row? Come on, dog. That's just petty.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. You hate to see it. Well, what else we got?
I don't know. What else y'all got?
4X.
Oh, yeah, Forex. Yeah, anybody want to explain this shit to me? Apparently, the stock market is about to crash, and we need to trade our currency. Somebody explain.
Apparently, what's going on.
Should I get the Bitcoin?
You know, it's a new craze of, like, residual income. Mm-hmm. Like, income, you know, side hustles where you do Forex. And Forex is trading of currency. It's like stocks, but you're dealing with currencies across the globe. Like some currencies, their wealth goes up, you sell those, and then someone goes down, you buy them. Like, say the euro. The euro goes up and, like, stock, essentially.
Yeah.
You sell those off if you had them for the profit. Or if something like the fucking... The peso goes down in the bottom. You buy those for cheap until they go up again and you can sell them. It's like stocks, but it's literally with currencies.
Yeah.
And apparently it's the new wave that people can just get rich and make fun of us for not partaking in it because
y'all niggas ain't trading yet.
Yeah, because we're not smart enough to get on the wave. So... I think it's another. It's not
a scam because it's real.
It's not wake up now.
It's just the people it's that not, are promoting it that make it look like a scam.
Yeah, because it's a bunch of fucking niggas that why do fuck
I need,
with.
Why do I need to give you $250 to go trade?
Yeah,
when so, I can just go
trade.
Robin is that Hood. So? So do you do it?
No, okay. I don't. But okay. I've had a lot of people, like, my TL is literally all day. Why aren't you trading? Why aren't you trading?
I just started seeing people, like putting stocks up on, like, their Instagram story. Like, I know you don't know what the fuck you're looking at. You just see green. Bro, I saw
this shit in somebody's LinkedIn bio.
What?
Yes. Here's my thing.
That
like,
shit is saying 4X trading.
Like, don't make fun of me. Because I'm not into shit. Because all you're doing is making me not want to be in
it. Yeah, you're making me not want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you're depending on me to give you
$250. I don't know how niggas doing that 9-5.
You send me a link to a class?
Yeah. I don't know how niggas doing that 9-5.
I didn't even do that in college.
And still got like, a 9-5. But they still have a 9-5.
Still got a 9-5, bro. Like, you better keep that.
Tell them what the nigga at your job, man.
Sorry, y'all. This nigga I work with, he's doing the 4X thing. Like, he be trying to recruit me into it, and I'm like, he explains it to me, and I'm like, all right, whatever, man. He's like, yeah, man, it's really changed my life. Hmm? Really?
Has it really? Because DeMarcus...
You're still here.
Because DeMarcus, you're talking to me right now with a tie on.
Yeah, Troy. We're still working together. You're coming in tomorrow, right? And the next day,
matter of fact, cover my shift tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Can
dick face.
Actually, motherfucker, can we switch? Because I want to close. Like, shut up. It really got me to straighten my life around. Why? Why? Did it make you drop the weed habit?
So wait, like, so when people do this, it's just literally just like you said, it's just exchanging the stock. Like,
yeah, but in order to get in, you gotta give them $250.
It's like you're buying into a network of information.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme.
No, because
it's real.
It's not based on your performance. You pay other people.
It's like, not like you got to get other people to get paid.
Yeah, because in pyramid schemes, the way it works is...
Yeah, it's trickle down.
Yeah, it's trickle down. But with them, you give the $250 to somebody, and then they let you into the information.
It's like getting in access to the club.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like, apparently the club, the quote-unquote club, is like people who really do this 4X shit.
Yeah.
And they really do the research. And it's like, and they're like... When they do the research, they provide you with the information and the trades that they do.
Yeah.
So you can do what they do and make the profits and the moves they make.
Okay.
So it's like you're paying for expert. It's like expertise. A consultancy.
Yes.
So, it's very volatile market. Like, it's... changes so much, you really have to be on.
Yeah, you gotta be on top.
You have to dedicate a lot of your time to it.
Yeah.
But if you do, I'm not gonna lie and say there's not no serious bread in it.
Oh, there's money.
Because,
there's money to be made.
If you got time, there's some serious bread to be made. Now, God damn it. If you really learn the ropes, you can do it. But, a lot of us, we don't have that time.
Yeah.
And we don't have the time to be like, yo, I'm going to quit for a little bit and do this for
fucking thing. Wolf of Wall Street.
We don't have that that leniency and that flexibility
yeah.
to just be able to do shit like that. So
yeah. you really gotta jump on
they
home,
lean,
man.
They depend on you, mm-hmm. depending on them mm-hmm. to do the research for you. And that's why you're paying.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a numbers guy, so I wouldn't know what the fuck I was looking
at. I thought about it.
You're a marketing major, so you're familiar somewhat, right?
I don't mean shit. Just because, like, I know if you put it in the correct amount of research and you really...
You'll figure it out either way.
You can figure it out and you can really, like, body it for real. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not going to call it a scam because I'm still thinking about it, honestly.
Yeah. But especially the reason I would personally think about it because I know the stock market dropped so many points or the Dow Jones.
Yeah, that was crazy. So
it might have, you know, there might be some type of relativity to it. So we'll see. I mean,
but
not something, especially now that I know that it's not like a pyramid scheme or something like that. But
oh, no. Nah.
I'm not the quickest person to just jump into something like that. So
you're not hearing it from the best sources.
Exactly. I'm hearing
people are not telling you the best information.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Maybe. Oh no!
You do it, maybe. Do it.
Wake up now, and oh, you should be here.
I don't know yeah, where
that shit popped off.
I don't know where. Where did it go though? Those people disappeared.
Here,
yeah, they never
where
left.
You should be.
I don't. That shit just fell off the face of the earth. Like that whole "you should be here" shit was like a cult.
Here today and going tomorrow.
Literally, like that shit is just
why work? You niggas got not in the fuck.
Listen, man, I could do this shit. Like, bro, you made $5 a day off the trades. Relax.
But like, and the "you should be here" shit, it literally like they like people were just going to like different places yeah. and holding up a sign.
That's literally what.
Is that?
Yeah, it's literally. I don't know what the financial intricacies of it is and what, like, how you make money or fund these trips.
Is that what it
they
was?
They were going places.
It was just travel? It was a travel club?
I want to say it's traveling bookings and travel agency, maybe. But I don't really know the travel memberships.
Nah, because they had a partnership with, like, a travel agency. So if you join them, they would give you a deal.
But it was still a scam.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, it was a travel scheme.
Oh, boy. Do we have anything else?
Travel scheme. I don't know. What was Wake Up Now, though?
It's a pyramid scheme.
Okay, but what were they doing? You just had to get certain people to sign up, and then...
Yeah, and then, like, but you had to stay signed up in order for, like,
yeah.
you to get money. So, in order for me to get money, you would have to stay signed up.
Yeah, and then you'd have... And I'd also have to get people to sign up
exactly.
under me in
so
order to keep...
The pyramid.
Yeah, so whoever was at the top, the white man, was getting most of that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 1,000%. You fucking niggers walking around in suit and tie like fucking monkeys, traveling to places thinking you're going to meetings, actually just going nowhere. You know who you are. That shit was ugly, man. I hate when people are doing that shit, but I'm happy it's over. Did you ever do that shit, Dom?
Nah, but I did do the circle pyramids, the Cash App, John.
Oh, Jesus.
That was last year.
Yo, give me $25.
I remember you with $25.
Yeah, I did that. I made $25. A lot of money off of that.
How much you make?
I made
a couple probably, hundred,
yeah, like $600-$700 off in like the span of a week, though. Like, damn. I made so that
was
no,
illegal. God damn,
that's no, because it was literally people sending each other money on Cash App.
Yeah,
like it was literally like
it is boosting.
You, yeah,
this is boosting.
You just send me this money on Cash App, and then you move through the circle. And when you get in the middle of the circle, people send you money on Cash App.
Yeah,
so everybody's just sending each other money.
They're just sending each other money.
How much did you send though?
So, like, what I would do, I was just like, yo, I would... Eventually, I got smart and just started making my own shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would just make my own circles, put myself in the middle, and just have everybody sending me money.
Fucking genius.
Look, send me $20 and you get straight to the purple.
Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah, and it was working. Like, that's...
That's automatically four people right there. That's $80.
Wow.
Then they go get two friends and you just keep working.
Yeah, I know people were doing that. I know people were doing the thing through Zelle. Like, whenever somebody signed up, you would get like
$5. Yeah, yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
People were just getting people to like sign Zelle, up and shit.
Circle Pay, everybody was doing that, John.
God damn. There's a lot of ways to scam out here, man.
Yeah.
So, wait, you only did it for like a week and a half or something?
I did it for probably like 2 weeks tops.
And you just stopped?
Yeah, and then my Cash App eventually broke.
Oh no, your shit didn't break. They shut you down.
Yeah, they shut my
shit down.
They said, hold up, nigga.
They shut my shit down.
They're like, you're making a lot of transactions, so we're just gonna shut your shit down.
Yeah, they shut my Cash App down. I had to sign it up through a new bank account.
Damn.
Up to a new bank account.
Oh, yeah. They try to get Damn. You. They try to get you the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. They was trying.
Yeah, suspicious activity.
Yeah.
You doing a lot of cashing out.
Yeah, right. You're just ignoring that fee.
You're doing instants, huh?
Yeah, instant. You got money, huh, bro?
Yeah, who do you think you are?
And what else do we have? I don't think we had anything else, right? I don't think anything else really happened. Anything? I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I know we were going to mention, I think Corey said, the dude who committed suicide.
No. I was going to mention the dude on Twitter last night.
Yes.
Oh man.
What happened with that?
You had a question about that.
Yeah. I don't.
So basically, you know, it's just one of those stories where this dude got caught
lying on his meat.
And then it ended tragically because he got caught and niggas started flaming him all night long. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like, I haven't seen a moment on Twitter like this in a good while.
Yeah, it's been a minute since.
It's beautiful to see.
By everybody. Collective Twitter bullying. It was great.
Yeah. Bullying is great.
Bullying is necessary.
It's necessary. Very, very necessary. Because these motherfucking weirdos that be getting raised, that we see coming up now. Like, I wish I was 11 so I could punch you in the fucking throat. But, yeah, you know, so that made me pose the question to you guys. Mm. And I pose the question to everybody that's listening. As a man or woman or whatever, what's the worst offense? Lying on your dick or dirty macking?
Lying on your dick, easily. Easily.
I'm going to dirty say Mac, dirty Mac.
We talked about this before. Dirty Macking is pretty dirty.
But lying
on your dick is pretty bad because you're bringing somebody else into it.
Yeah, exactly. And you're trying to, like, I just feel like in a sense you're taking her innocence away.
Yeah.
Like Dirty Mac, you're just trying to prevent her from liking him.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It's weird.
Like, that's so corny.
But it's weird to go out and be like, yeah, I fuck this girl. I fuck that girl. Like, come on, you know you did.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which one do you believe is more common?
Dirty Mackin is very common.
Yeah. I think niggas lying on their dick is very common.
Shout out to
Jerry. Oh yeah,
I think that might be more common because I've heard more personal stories when niggas is like, oh yeah, I fucked such and such, yeah, such and such, and I know damn well it didn't happen.
Yeah. They'll tell you the things, like, and they'll kind of know that they're lying, but they'll still tell you the fucking story. Like, come on, bro.
Really? Come on, bro. Like, you don't even, come on, dog.
I know her.
Yeah, you have no details.
I was literally just talking
to her. Like, I can ask her.
Yeah, I know her on that level.
Yeah, like
we're cool.
I don't know, man. Niggas,
I'm going Dirty Mackin'.
Dirty Mackin' is bad.
Because it's like, you undercutting your fellow man.
It depends.
For some pussy.
That you might not get. Now you got a dirty Mac. You got it.
Yeah. Ew.
If you got a dirty Mac,
if you got a dirty Mac in your way into some pussy,
it's not really what you're less than a human.
Don't do it, bro.
That's not okay.
Yeah, that's really not.
You ever heard somebody try to dirty Mac a nigga? Oh, it's disgusting to hear.
It's awful.
I've heard it a bit.
Like, damn, you really fuck with that nigga? Like, ugh, that makes your skin crawl.
I haven't heard that in a minute, but I know niggas definitely doing
a couple of. A lot of niggas be out there dirty.
Hey, man. Hey.
We ain't gonna get into
it. That might be Dirty Mac Capital of Essex County.
It really might be.
That might be. Them niggas.
Niggas don't care.
Niggas can't lit. Y'all, niggas.
Niggas is ruthless.
I think you told a story about that.
Can we get an example?
I think you told a story about that.
You did. I think it was the party.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
I think you told us about that. Well, you can tell.
What party?
Tell it again.
His birthday party that we had at Hawks.
That's another one. I got two stories then. I got two. Boom, right? Montclair State. It's our sophomore year. Mm. I don't think you're around yet. You might be.
No,
might not be. Our first year might not be around.
Sophomore year, nah.
Yeah, so, right? Now, this is back in the days where you didn't have a lot of money for liquors and functions and things of that nature.
You know, you told this story before, but go ahead.
On the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, shit, a refresher. It's been like 50 episodes.
Yeah, yep.
So, all right, I remember it. Me and the homies, we in the cafeteria plotting out the night. Like, all right, boom. we got such and such coming through, shorty coming through, this girl coming through, girl got bringing her friend off campus. It's gonna be a really good night. We got some girls that's like, you know, that's prey coming through. We got girls that's just the homies coming through. We got, it's gonna be a nice evening, yeah. Right? But then we're like, everybody, we gotta go to the liquor store. Mm. Everybody gets a tap in their pockets. Mm. It's very light. For you. We're like, damn, what are we gonna do? Especially like, a sophomore. It's like, all right, who got, all right, I got a little leftover such and such. I got this, that, and this. Mm. And then like, everybody can at least put in five in, right? I'm like, yeah. Five, 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 five. And then this one nigga comes through. Mm. You ever had like a nigga where it's like, there's nothing really wrong with him? Mm. But you know he just he's off, and you know he'll fuck up the vibe. Yeah. it's a strong possibility that he'd fuck up the vibe. Yeah. These are two different stories with two different characters, but just like that, that fit that archetype.
Yeah.
So he comes and he's like, "Yo, what y'all getting into, fellas?" And we're like, nothing, man. Yeah. Well, it's good. Let's call him. Randall. Okay. Nothing, Randall. Nothing, Randy, man. We ain't doing nothing. Y'all getting lit tonight? Y'all turning up? Like, he's on that shit. Fishing for a night out?
Yeah.
What y'all doing, Randy? He's like, yeah, we ain't doing nothing, Randy. Like, what y'all say? If y'all doing something, I got money on the bottle. Y'all need some money on the bottle. Word.
So change niggas' attitude a little bit. Like,
this nigga brought in like $20. And back then, $20 for cheap liquor is buying. He's like, right. He bought in. I'm like, fuck.
You just bought yourself six friends.
I was like, damn. I said, damn, we gotta let him in now. This just nigga just brought us up from
Mad Dog 2020 to some Svekka. Look at you.
Yeah, we done went up to Svekka. All right, well, we gotta let him in now. Uh-huh. So, boom. Proceed to the evening. We got the liquor, you know what I mean? The girls. Nice evening. Everybody's mixing, vibing. Nice little cool nice vibe. Nice mixing, yeah. Right? So now it's this one girl that's there. She don't come to art school, but she's a friend of a girl that we... a friend of one of our homegirls, right? Mm-hmm. And she's bad. Everybody be trying to get at her, right? Mm-hmm. And now, you know, my boy Lamar, everybody, you know, shout out to Lamar. Mm-hmm. He was trying to get at it.
Yeah.
And he was looking successful.
Yeah.
All right? And this is at the beginning of the night, though. But later at the night, it didn't look like she was reciprocating that energy anymore.
Yeah.
But we had noticed that in between the first and second encounter, she had dipped off
Randy.
With Randall. And then I guess he found that, like, he was like, essentially he was like, yo... I now remember. Lamar went away. He went out. I guess he went to the bathroom or he went somewhere.
Yeah.
So now it's just me, some other homies, old girl, and then Randall. Mm-hmm. And Randall's like, yo, he's trying to spit game at her. And I mean, you know, whatever.
It's whatever, yeah.
And I'm just letting him airball because I know my nigga got in the bag. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just like, yeah, you know. And I guess she goes... He goes, the girl's like, where's Lamar? And then this nigga Randall goes, oh, Lamar, he probably with his girl. Don't he got a girl, right, Mike? And I'm like, yo, what, nigga? Like, my face.
The fuck did you say to me,
nigger? He was like, he couldn't wait to bring that he got a girl. I was like, bro, really?
Man.
And then as soon as Lamar came back, she was not off the vibe. And then before you know it, we see Randall cuddled up with old girl. I'm not going to say he hit. I don't think he did, but he still came out the snake winner that night.
Okay,
we seen him cuddled up. They like cuddled up together on the couch in the common area of the dorm. And I'm like, ugh.
Wow.
You fucking snake. Human refuge. Disgust. Is what I had for you.
Oh, man.
And we never hung out with that nigga ever again. Yeah, we don't care how much money he
cut
brought.
Cut that nigga off.
Ever.
Yikes.
Now, that's sophomore year. Now, we've moved on. We've upgraded to about junior year or my second junior year. I'm not sure which one.
I was a sophomore.
No, it's my...
I was a sophomore. Because it was in Hawks.
We were on Hawks.
You were a sophomore?
I was a sophomore. Freshman year, we was all in Bland. Sophomore year, my sophomore year, I moved over to Hawks.
So it was my second junior year. Cool.
Cool.
Bet.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's all good. 5 years.
Nah, it'd be like they 5 years, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? 5-figure discount.
That's a fact.
So, second junior year. We're in the apartment section. We're upgraded. We're refined now. We've got stature.
Lamar's an RA. So
now,
juice.
Lamar's an RA. Super juice. We got the juice. Ain't nobody can stop us. We threw hedonisms at that motherfucker. We almost caught a case out that bitch. Honestly, it was for the day I wasn't there.
Yeah.
That's when y'all got disgusting.
Yeah.
The niggas got evil.
I was at the party at the house, and they wanted me to do something. I didn't feel comfortable.
Hey, man.
Listen, comfortable.
All my homies is about consent, lady.
Facts.
Either way, we got lit around there.
Uh-huh.
So, and we can see us. We were turning into the niggas that we hated when we were freshmen.
Uh-huh.
Cause you know we were seeing like juniors and seniors. We were like, man, where the young hoes at? Tell the little freshmen to come over here to their
party. What a joy. What are Jones?
What
are Jones? I've never seen this before.
Is this nigga in your grade, Dom?
No. He's under a year under me.
Alright, so this is like Don has started hanging out with the crew full time. He's putting in his dues from his freshman year. He's really doing things. And then I don't know who's. I think this is part like Rashad and like Lamar, they became like mentors to the other EOF kids. Mm-hmm. Like during the summer, and they had come through, I guess, and he knew some of the kids, and and apparently one dude, he said he was coming through with mad girls, which he did.
Nice.
Now, when I tell you, I'm 26 years old, I've never, ever in my life met a more clown ass nigga than this nigga.
Wait, is this the dude you showed us on Instagram?
Yes.
The light skin boy, mad corny.
Yes.
All right, the dancer. Man.
Yeah, I've seen that.
The dancer, rapper, poet,
producer,
DJ.
I can vouch for this. This is definitely the corniest nigga I've ever seen in my life.
This nigga, let me. Everybody who listens to this podcast from Montclair is going to know who I'm talking about when I describe this.
Describe the fit.
Let me describe the daily fit. The fit. It's blazing hot.
Like it's cookout season hot.
So this is where my man comes out then. 2 basketball sleeves.
What? Well, yeah, because ball is life.
Ball is life. Right? 2 basketball sleeves, right?
Yeah.
Red leather baseball jersey. Nike undergarment with like the little like bodysuit
like
joint.
The baseball players will wear.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yes. Baseball warm up, right? 2 to 3 silver Cuban link chains. Jeans.
Or joggers.
Yeah.
Ripped or not.
Mm-hmm.
Timberlands.
What?
Always wheat, Tim's.
Always wheat.
Right?
That's it.
Pocket chain. Or.
It might have been the wallet chain.
Wallet chain or a raccoon tail.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Not lying.
Not lying.
With the bandana.
Earrings. Bandana.
Around the Timberland.
Aforementioned wheat Timberland.
What the fuck?
Right? So, still not done. G-Shock watch.
Okay.
In 2015.
Apple Watch was out by then.
G-Shock, okay?
G-Shock.
Yeah.
All right? So, and then leather bucket hat.
Stop.
Can't make this.
Am I lying?
Leather bucket hat.
Yeah, I've seen his Instagram.
I think I'm missing one thing that's more.
You said earring, what?
No, stud earrings, probably cubic zirconium.
Yeah. More than likely.
Book bag. He always walked around with a fucking speaker.
Oh my god.
He's one of those humans.
This nigga was literally a character, like out of
movie. Yeah. He's like, what? Like, he had his own theme music. So he walked around academia, a campus with students and faculty with a fucking speaker connected to his phone
and sleeves,
playing his music.
Let's go crazy. Oh my god. And sleeves. Nigga wore two shooter sleeves. Like recreational, like
nah,
just out.
Nah.
Like
I'm really looking at him now. He's definitely that nigga that you described.
Like, I'm not lying. I have no reason to lie.
Alright, so what happened when he brought all these drones?
So look, that's the red leather baseball.
And yo, the sleeve!
That's the fit!
Let me see.
That's the fit!
He's really wearing, wow.
That's the fit.
And he's like,
he's actually like, wearing that. Him. Like, that's the same fit
that you described.
I've seen it a lot.
It's the same. It was the same fit, just different color combination.
Yeah.
But to this party had the potential to be probably the best party ever.
And it was like a beginning of the year send off banger.
We had people coming from Caldwell, from Montclair, of course. We had people coming from Felician, like
people coming traveling from all the homies from the hood was coming. People had their homies from North coming.
Yes.
God damn, niggas were throwing a banger.
To come to Montclair for this party.
Wow.
Man, we're in the party, we're chilling. Mm-hmm. My boy Shy. Now, Shy, this is Shy's young bull. Mm-hmm. Like, he came up, like, through the EOF knowing him, right? So, I guess Shy invites him. Mm-hmm. He comes through. He brings a lot of women. I'm not going to fall. I'll never fall for that. Yeah. He brought the hoods. He brought the hoods. He brought the sleuths. You know what I mean? He brought them through, right? So, it was a bunch of them. And, you know, we all vibing throughout the night, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And Shy, you know, he bags one. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking, here we go. Score one shot. He's going up on the board early this year. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
He's been working out in the offseason. Developing that jumper.
Developing.
So, right, I guess we outside. Somehow I know we outside the apartment. Mm-hmm. It's me, Shy, old boy, and the girl he was trying to bag, right? Mm-hmm. Shaw got her by the hand, like, so I'm like, yo, man, you don't gotta leave, da da da, you can come upstairs, da da da, we can chill out, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. This motherfucker, two sleeve bastard, came from out of nowhere, got behind the chick, put her arm around her, and said, looked at Rashad in the face and said, nah, nigga, she with me. And it
are you fucking?
And it turned around.
What?
And then left. I was like, bro, he can never come through.
What?
Did she actually leave with him? Then that's on her. Like,
what? No, but what?
Bro. But nah, he did like the whole move. Like, you know, girls are supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we leaving. Like, he did it like that.
Like a feminine way type shit?
Not like a feminine,
like
but
she's,
you know,
with me. Like,
you we leaving. Like,
we're leaving as one.
Oh. But you know, she really didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
That was like
fucking corny. But she came there with him.
Yeah, so it was like, I gotta leave.
Wow.
Bro.
And that was the last time y'all hung out with that nigga.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Oh, he never came through again. But we just saw him around.
Yeah.
But that's what we were dealing with out there.
Oh, yikes. News bro. Dirty man.
This is why I say, this is why my stance is, dirty man is always, like, when you lie your dick, you just make you look like a clown.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
But when you're dirty man,
you're bringing people in.
You're bringing down your fellow man.
And the patriarchy, it can sustain, yeah, but what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? How are we supposed to uphold the patriarchy?
Essentially, it's a terror attack.
Yeah, yo.
Essentially.
Yes.
You just described two terrorists.
It's motherfucking sabotage. It's fucking...
Domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
That is all
domestic
it is.
Terrorism.
Is that the name of the episode? Domestic terrorism. No. It can be.
No.
It can be. Why not?
It's not that serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Domestic terrorism.
Oh, my God.
That's the name.
The people... Yeah, domestic
terrorism. Sabotage. What's that word? What's that?
What do you think? He's a Benedict Arnold?
No, it's
sabotage.
Espionage. That's what it is. It's fucking disgusting. What is wrong with you,
espionage.
Man?
Yeah, that's what that is.
You undercut.
Yeah. Imagine playing spades. Jesus Christ.
Bro, I've never seen no worse shit like that in my life. I was so disgusted with this nigga.
That shit was horrible.
And every time I seen him, it was just, ugh, it makes me
sick. I ran in there like, party's over!
Bro.
Everybody get the fuck out!
Bro, it was bad because it was winding down.
Yes.
No. It was the wind down. No. That's the point where everybody pulls
Everybody makes their decisions.
So
it's not like he can go back inside and like,
it's over. He just got to go to sleep with blue balls.
He
got to take the L. We got to sit around the campfire and talk about what could have been.
Damn.
Because old sexy walk there wanted to take a girl away.
Sexy.
But this nigga recorded a video twerking on the wall. That's what? The type of nigga we were talking
about. That's the type of nigga,
we're talking about.
Yeah, well, let's just end this part.
He's the type of nigga, that would send hella like emojis and saying, yo, this like make random girls at WCW. He like, yo, this girl is so beautiful. She's like the moon. She's such an inspiration. Yikes. Mad emojis. Girl says, thanks.
Thanks,
bro.
That's it.
Thanks, big bro.
Oh, yeah.
He's big bro forever. I wonder if the first girl who ever let them inside her vagina, boy. They need to get a fucking hysterectomy. Just cancel the shit. Cancel.
He might dirty back and lie on his dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he might lie about a dirty back.
That's
how fucked up that nigga.
Slimy.
That nigga might lie about a dirty back. For real.
Let's see. Bob Saget tweeted, "I'm about to buy Camden. I'm thinking about buying Camden.
Should you afford it?"
But no, Bob Saget, stay the fuck out of Camden. What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about? Anyway, is that it? I think we
good. Spider-Man. Oh yeah. All right, so then we can end on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
I don't know.
Spider-Man. That's it.
Hold up. What's going on?
So basically, Disney and Sony cannot come to an agreement on Spider-Man.
Because Sony owns Spider-Man.
Yes, but Disney is buying out Marvel, the whole Marvel series. Mm-hmm. So if they don't come to agreement, there is no Spider-Man in the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. So they're like, basically,
Spider-Man is supposed to be the new Tony Stark.
Exactly.
Yes, they set it up for that.
Yes, they did.
But if they don't come to this agreement, Spider-Man can't be in Avengers.
So what the fuck are they going to do?
Revive Uncle Ben for the 15,000th time.
Well, I saw like a multiverse theory, which I think would be kind of dope. Like an Into the Spider-Verse thing. But with the Avengers, which I think would be kind of dope. Like Doctor Strange.
But it's also unnecessary.
It's very unnecessary.
We shouldn't have to do that.
You shouldn't. Just come to an agreement.
Yeah. Shouldn't have to do that.
But, you know, Sony knows they got a lot of bargaining chips because they know Spider-Man's that nigga.
Spider-Man's never
been more popular
as
a character.
Exactly.
And it's like, yo, we got the hottest nigga in the game and y'all want him, bitch. Y'all better be talking right.
Yeah,
and the way, like...
And knowing Disney, they probably lowballed
the way this Disney thing is supposed to work, like, you can only watch Avengers if you buy the Disney Plus app. Like they're releasing
things that
won't come out in the movie theaters or on TV. Just
now, honestly, like a lot of them streaming apps that's coming out,
they're finessing, man.
They're finessing, but Disney one might have to get gone.
Disney one is gonna be fire
because they're doing crazy shit. They're bringing back
Proud Family.
Bringing back the Proud Family.
Oh, that's what that's gonna be on.
Yeah, shit. Then the Star Wars. They're bringing back Ewan McGregor.
Yo.
And you gotta get. You
might have to get Disney Plus.
Disney.
You just might now.
So it's gonna have to be. Now I gotta do Disney, Netflix, Hulu, and Crunchyroll.
But
that's gonna be. It's gonna be replacing. Like
that's a cable bill.
You might as well.
That's a cable bill.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But that motherfucker. Yeah. So now it's like you gotta make Spider-Man its own universe, or now Sony's just gonna have to go back to making them trash Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
And that's basically those movies weren't bad.
As Lena Cuisine said, y'all had Spider-Man riding a fucking skateboard. That's what's about to happen again.
He was riding a skateboard?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
Yuck.
So, I don't know.
They
gotta come to an agreement. I feel like they will. It's just an uproar at the moment. But I wouldn't be surprised if they figure this shit out. So.
No, they have to.
Yeah.
Disney has to get them to figure it out.
Especially once they see this uproar, man.
They can't. It's like,
because you're going to lose out. You're going to lose money.
The way you logically set it up the past 2-3 Marvel Avengers movies and Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
You He's said the face of yeah, the you, you're making this, yeah. it the face of the Marvel now. You transitioned from it being Tony Stark, Iron Man being the face to Spider-Man is now the face.
Yeah.
And honestly, that might not have been wise on their part to have made him the face or set it up this way without making sure you secured the rights to Spider-Man.
Right.
She probably should have did that years ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're here now, and now you got to pay. You got to pay what you owe. You got to pay what you weigh, big fella. You're Disney. You got it.
They got it.
You definitely got it. So pay it, nigga. You're going to make more than whatever you pay in the long run. And I mean long run meaning probably within the next year and a half.
It's going to pay for itself. You ain't got
It's going to pay for itself very quickly.
Very.
So they got to make it happen. So I don't see no issues with them. I think that I see that getting handled by
give us the next week.
I'll give it to about
niggas got to move fast on it because they've been bumping these movies out left and right. So yeah, it's gonna be fast, like hotcakes.
I think it's gonna be like 4 or 5 movies coming out next year.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know what?
No, they never announced. Like, yeah. But I think it's gonna be
there's a bunch of them,
like 3 or 4 Marvel movies coming out next year alone.
Yeah.
They are churning these things out like hotcakes, bro. They are moving fitted in an ass. Oh, shit. I don't think I got anything else.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think that might be it, honestly.
We back though.
We are back though.
Let us.
All right, so let's lay the next month out for you guys. Yes, visuals are coming.
Yep. And yes, merchandise is coming. Yes. Shit just got slowed up because this month's been crazy.
Yes. But I'm going to tell you right now what we're planning to do or what I've been thinking about is just we're going to give y'all a whole fall collection.
Yeah, that's happening.
Of different designs.
Yeah.
We're going to give you like 4 or 5 designs that we've been cooking up. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to give it to you all at once.
Yep. And you're going to shut the fuck up and like it.
And you're going to buy it and you're going to wear it. And you're going to be the bell of the ball.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, yo, where you get that shit, son?
Yeah. Listen.
My and niggas got a podcast. They're funny as hell.
And we got the new logo, so Corey can be on there, too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He made very strong efforts to make that happen.
Yes, he did.
Ask a question.
A lot of times.
Ask one.
Yo,
twice.
Did you get at the man? Did you get the dude?
Did you talk to the guy? Can you talk to the graphic designer? Is he going to animate it? Can you make it a GIF?
He's got the link.
Can you make it a GIF? Can you make it a GIF?
JPEG?
Can you make it a GIF? JPEG. Can you make it a JPEG?
Get the files?
Oh, I love that from Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Can you the story there?
We're working on a novel you've been working on.
Get a bit of the conflict. Put the game in the middle of him. For the last of the heroes journey is not an easy one.
Nah, I'm watching that on the way.
That's a great one. This has been another episode of Not That Serious the Podcast. I want to see which episode this is. Is it 77? No, it's not that far, is it?
Like 74.
This is actually
74.
We're getting there.
That's crazy. 74.
Yeah.
Alright, so guys, I just want to just do a bunch of shout outs. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the graphic shout out to Jordan.
Shout out to Jordan over always cracking the fuck up in the background. Yeah. Shout out to the designer for our new logo. His Instagram is I just want to make sure I have it right. _EricAston. So make sure you follow him if you want to do any type of mixtape or any type of drawing, sketches. He does all that shit. He's super dope. So shout out to him.
A shout out. We don't ever shout him out. The person who made our...
The instrumental?
Theme music.
Yeah.
Elijah at the Elijah Show on Instagram. Shout out to him.
Oh. Shout out to Shake. He's about to be dead.
Shout out to Shake. I mean, I don't want to put his business out there, but you already did.
I did. He tweeted it.
Oh yeah, he tweeted it. Yeah,
from one of his various
Don't look at Twitter me like accounts. That pussy. Now shout out to Shay. He's gonna be a pappy. But yeah, shout out to Elijah. He made our fucking instrumental. So if you want beats, you're looking for beats, he's also a graphic designer. Yes. Look him up on Instagram at the .Elijah Show. Who else? Shout out to Shelby over there at Garden App Clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Deer in the Gumbo. Mm-hmm. Shout out to, I know she just had two events. She just had her field day party.
Sample
Sundays at Brooklyn at Babel.
Yeah.
Sorry we could not make it. I know she's gonna be upset at us. We're gonna get a text soon.
Yeah, I'm sure it's coming.
But last week or two have been crazy, so I know she probably won't get us too.
She might leave us alone.
Let's get us too. But man, it's all the way in Brooklyn, man. It's a lot. Listen, man, it's not. Yo, that's when you got cool friends that live in New York and they want you to do New York shit. Like, bro, I'm all the way down here, my nigga. And I'm not mixy like that.
Nah, not that mixy.
Who else? Also, make sure you check out the website. NTSpodcast.com, where you got links to our Twitters, you got links to all our platforms that we are hosted at. Mm-hmm. SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, whatever, all those different platforms. If you can get a podcast there, it's a 90% chance that you'll be able to get us there too. You scroll down, you can find the merch. You want to cop some merch that we have now that's already available until we drop the new collection on you within the next couple of weeks, the next few weeks. Even scroll a little bit down further, you got a donate button where you can drop some cash on our ass.
Do it.
And then
I'll twerk for you.
LZ will twerk for you.
Yeah,
I will. Motherfucking Corey is handing out rim jobs like their pamphlets pamphlets on a motherfucking at church.
Yes. Get it if you want.
Corey hates me. I love him though. It's my guy.
I'm not Mario Chalmers.
Oh, you're Mario Chalmers. No, you're not Mario Chalmers. That nigga's name is Hey nigga. Pass the ball. That's all his name.
Pass the fucking ball.
Hey, you fuck nigga with the ball. Pass.
What the fuck is you doing? That was his name.
What are you doing?
Fuck. That was his name.
Tommy shoots.
Yeah, hey, what the fuck?
Nah, quick. Who's the most ass basketball player you've seen play professionally?
Marquise Daniels.
You saw him play professionally, like...
Person?
Yeah, in person, right?
Not in person.
Or just in general?
In general.
Oh, Marquise Daniels from the Celtics. He was terrible. That nigga sucked.
That's hard, bro.
Seen a lot of ass niggas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's hard.
Marquise Daniels was by far the worst one. Tony Snell is up there too. That nigga had 28 minutes, 0 points,
that was
zero
rebounds,
zero steals.
That was. He said he was out there
nigga,
running.
He was out there running laps.
He was running sprints.
He was bad. He was bad. He was bad.
Nigga played half the game and had no stats.
He was bad.
How do you not even get a rebound?
He didn't even get a foul.
Fouling.
Those are free.
You don't even have to earn.
Go get them.
You can just do it.
Yeah. Just do it.
You don't even need the ball for that.
Just grab a nigga by the hips and you'll get it.
Grab a nigga by the
hips. Grab a nigga by the hips and you'll get it.
Yell at the ref.
Yeah, do anything. Tell
him to fuck off.
Yeah, Marquise
Daniels. Marquise Daniels.
Yeah.
He brought you down.
Gotta be Tony Snell.
Tony Snell.
Gotta be
0 points, zero stats, 28 minutes is kind of ridiculous.
I'm trying to think though. Like, I want to say like when the Knicks signed Joakim Noah, like that. Not the Bulls. Ooh. Noah. Knicks. Yeah. Noah.
Knicks Noah was bad.
Knicks, that was bad.
That nigga was ass. He like he forgot how to play basketball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I want to say.
I feel like Kwame Brown's too easy.
Kwame Brown's too easy.
Yeah.
I want to go with a Sixer. I want to say.
No, wait. I know y'all might not like me for this. Thaddeus Young. I hated him.
Why?
I just
hated him.
He was hype.
Yeah, he was
very serviceable.
He was good though.
I hated him.
He was very serviceable.
Thaddeus Young was good. I feel like you just didn't like his play style because you couldn't tell what position he was, and I feel like that frustrated you.
There's a lot of things that frustrated you.
And he's left-handed. You don't.
Oh hell no.
Yeah, he was like a small forward / power forward. He could guard both positions. And
And he can score too. I don't know. And he played defense. I don't know what you didn't like about him. And he's still in the league too. He's had a long career.
Yeah, he's in Indiana.
Yeah. Think he's on Team USA too. You're just hating him, sir.
I think that's what.
That's all that Team USA.
Well, all right, we're not even going to get into
that. That's a
disgrace. He's going to catch a second win.
Yeah,
that shit is so bad.
I got to get out. I'm about to leave. I can't get into that tonight.
Oh my god!
Well, all right. I don't want to. I'm not gonna.
Can we go to the roster?
We don't even have to because half the niggas dropped out. Kyle Lowry just dropped out. Marvin Bagley. So it's the best player on the roster right now. I believe is Kemba Walker.
Yeah, but can I ask one question? Mm-hmm. Why is Melo being blackballed?
People gonna stop disrespecting Melo.
I heard it's LeBron's fault, but that we're gonna save that for the next episode.
Oh, LeBron!
We need save
LeBron that. Being a hoe ass nigga. All
right, we're gonna save that. We have to save that because
LeBron being a hoe ass nigga.
That is a whole different conversation.
Where have I heard that one before?
Yeah, I heard it's them. I don't know. We don't. I mean, I don't have the inside scoop. I just heard that it might be them. I couldn't tell you.
All right. Well.
But yeah.
That
we
was fun.
We out of here.
So
thanks for coming down.
Make sure you listen. Yeah. Rate, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. We're on all the platforms. Mm-hmm. Check us out on Twitter at NTSPod, on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. Mm-hmm. Check us out. Show a like. Leave a comment. All that shit.
Yeah.
Dom, do you want to give out some of your social media?
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm just Dom _.
There you go. And we will thank you for listening again. And we will see y'all next time. Peace.
RIP to the big blood. You know the fuck going on, 7 Gang nigga.
Yep.